Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Good morning, First Lutheran Church. Welcome to our podcast. This is Steve Swanson. I'm related to the Stobel family, who's been doing a lot of things at church there, and I've been going here since virtually for like 4 or 5 years, and physically since COVID dropped. This morning we'll be reading Mark 5, 35 through 43. While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But hearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, they saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered it, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." They laughed at him. And he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with them and went in where the child was. And he took her by the hand and said to her, "Talita kumi," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the little girl got up and began to walk. She was about 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. So this is a very interesting, why does Jesus only take his inside group, if you will? Why does he say that she's only sleeping? There was lots of crying and commotion, and it seems like Jesus made a habit of saying, don't say anything. It's always a curious response. So everybody's normal response is to go brag it all over the neighborhood. Not really sure I can dig into what Jesus maybe had in mind or not about this, but it's very, very curious. So we end with a prayer. There's a lot of commotion in the world today, and one of the things I often notice is that we take a lot of things for granted in this world, and I'd like to make a prayer that kind of emphasizes that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings that we often take for granted, our homes, our neighbors, our family, relatives, events. The neighborhood is safer. We have police and fire. We have doctors. We have national and civil defense. We have freedom of religion, which we frequently take for granted, freedom of speech. And I pray today that you would share with me in this prayer that we would all be very thankful for the things that God has given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.